Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now. Juggling vinyl radio.
Bringing duggers where I'm going, spinning for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies leaning off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing duggers where I'm going, spinning for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies leaning off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, erection, my shit's raw, no rejection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, boys, for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Then I see his girls, I saw one piss, cause horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more, and it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through this rainstorm, plastic up and chopping something. Turn a crime, we're doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit, we getting wicked riches. No conviction, how the fuck, we be living here at top of the man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from a jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc getting energy, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks be faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Talking to the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you're hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing doggers where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies leaning off your dick. We twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing doggers where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies leaning off your dick. We twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, shit on our level.
What's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio with your host, Havoc, co-host Ghetto G. Ghetto will be joining us very shortly. Until then, like always, with the world fucking trek, I say we go with some motherfucking Whitney Payton. So here we go with Too Bad.
Hello, Whitney Payton Complaint Department.
Disrespected, it's like an animal method. The way I'm wrecking these records, so check it.
Hugging me and judging me, and I don't even know it.
They hugging
me and loving me, and I don't even know it.
The chicks on the mic, so sick on the mic. Better vomit when I spit on the mic. I'm gripping the mic, I'm hitting the mic. You ain't saying shit on the mic.
The industry like Elmer's glue, I guess that means I'm sticking right.
You may think it's Superman, and guess what, yo, I'm
nice.
I know what I want, I'll have it. My goals in my grasp, I'll grab it. I'm up on stage, cause I entertain. Y'all wanna hate, is that it? My rep won't be tarnished, because you think I'm garbage. The energizer bunny, I keep going, going, gone, bitch.
You don't feel me too bad, I'm still gonna be around. I'm coming up too fast for you to keep me down. You talk behind my back, every time I turn around. You wanna hate me too bad, go on and hate me too bad. If you don't like me too bad, I'm still gonna be around.
Trend. So you can hate on what I'm not, I'll have to live with who I am.
No guns in my grips, no brass on my fists. I got my words, I got my fit.
You got your clips, you got bullets, but without words,
you ain't got shit. Attention all haters and discriminators alike. turn around. You wanna hate me too bad, don't wanna hate me too bad. Cause you don't like me too bad, I'm still gonna be around. I'm coming up too fast for you to keep it down. I got my mic in hand, I don't wanna put it down. You wanna hate me too bad, don't wanna hate me too bad. Where I came from, I'm still here, baby, trying to get this thing done. Bird first lady, best in the same what? Yeah, you heard me.
Every time that I hold the mic, I rip that shit like a cold strike.
Alright, y'all, we back up next. Lacey Sturm, Pray.
We'll be right back.
Alright, y'all, up next, KMK featuring Chris Webby. Boom, clap, sound.
When it feels like the sky is falling and your world is crumbling down,
deep inside your body, pull that clap, 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 clap. Zippity, zippity, bappity, bap, zip, zip, zoom, bap, bap, boom, zippity, bap, crackity, clap, put one in the hole, I'm ready to rap. This how we do, the king's in the building. This how we do, when the cast starts feeling. This how we do, when the barrel goes bam. This how I do, when I'm smoking on my gram, yeah. Tell me you motherfuckers what you wanna do. Wanna run on a track, or run on a two, wanna run, 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 let me get that, split that. Run, 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 let me hit that, rip that, hit that, rip that, get that go. Let me put it in the pipe, let me pack it in the bowl. I run, 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 like a bottle of crazy, running this show.
I never really get upset all the way to the point where I feel like no up left now. Try to keep a good outlook, try to reroute all thoughts, try to weigh me down now. All the things I need is a big bag of weed and a couple shots, but let's take ground. These dope beats that I bang in my Jeep, I'm way from mountaintop out of town. Yeah, that's where I go when I gotta go get out, so I don't feel my top off face flow. When I lose control, they don't tell if I'm gonna come back in one piece body whole. I know you know, or at least I know that you relate, cause I heard some new stories told. Gotta take the leap, babe, put a song on your headphones, know that you're not alone.
When it feels like the sky is falling and the world is crumbling down, listen deep inside your body for that clap.
I put my stamp on a guaranteed freshness. The X Factor, quality tested. Handcrafted, packed up and vacuum sealed.
So when you bang it loud, it's the shit that you can feel.
Real deal,
deal.
Underground street sweepers. Stone Town, we the future sound gatekeepers. Cottonmouth, licensed and bonded.
When your speakers need it, man, look who responded.
We've hit them with a boom clap sound. Weed in a bubble, or turn back round. When I'm sparking, when a Neil Armstrong throw just touch down now. Every day we stay rocking out, the pot heads up at college dropping out. Stay rapping truth, need apple juice, cause everybody on the track got cotton out. Rock those speakers, drop that ether, boom clap, hit him with the onomatopoeia. Breaking up chronic like the continents that made up Pangea. A son of anarchy, constantly copping cannabis. A medical grade from a dispensary in Los Angeles. Can't handle this, amateurs get devoured in my sandwiches. I eat them seeds for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, got no manners kiss. Queen and Garth in the building, I'm here to party on and get my Marley on, cause we burning like Rastafarian. Every day is Mardi Gras, so bitch, show me your titties now. We'll pass that piff around till we finish the whole frickin' town. Bitch, cotton mouth and web to drop in it professional, so lift it off the ground that they think we're extraterrestrial.
Get a map, when you gonna boom clizzy? Clap, clap, when you hear my gun go, blap, blap. That be the level of party I'm bringing, so give me the bubble to snap, snap, yeah. Now let it all go and move to the beat, keep feeling the bass and feeling the street in front of the crowd and boiling the heat and never to stop and never to cease. I'm up for the leash, so give me the keys, you gotta believe me. Open your eyes and now you can see me, over the lies, I'm over the dreams. Keep looking around and banging the ground, forever I'm peeling. The skin of the track, I'm eating the guts and stealing. Similar times, resemble the grizzly feeding, resembling what I'm achieving. Related to rap and call me a heathen. Fuck everybody, I'm in and I'm leaving. The party is over, the stress, it ain't stopping. Was looking for good, but now it ain't popping. And now that I see the two colors, I think I'll be dropping. Out of the race to keep it from flopping. Keeping the party alive, the only one option. The only one option. Whoa.
When the tears like the sky is falling and the world is crumbling down,
Thank you.
I can check it out. Since it's just me still, and you know, we are in the month of October and Halloween's coming up, I think what we're going to do is give y'all a little, let's say, a ghost story in sorts. Yo, this is Jump Steady, The Witch Haunt.
The Witch Haunt. Everybody emits a certain energy about them. Now, whether this stems from their spirit or their soul or whatever you want to call it, everybody has an energy that you can feel, or that most people can feel. Like, some people, they're not as attuned to others. For me, I always felt like I could tell a lot about a person just by being close to them. By being in proximity to them, I could kind of feel what kind of energy they were emitting. Now, sometimes this energy is like, would make me uncomfortable. Like, you know, you ever meet somebody and the first time, you know, right away, you don't even like them before they even say anything. You can just kind of get a sense for them that there's something wrong or foul about that person. And then sure enough, as soon as they start talking, you suddenly realize why you felt that way. It's apparent because, yeah, they are, that person is off, or that person is evil, or that person is corrupted. Now, some people, they even have the ability to see auras. Now, I've never been able to see an aura, but when they look at a person, they can kind of see certain colors that only that they can perceive, you know, with their psychic abilities or whatever you want to call it. Now, throughout my life, I've only encountered maybe two times that I've sensed something in somebody so evil that it actually, it made me afraid. One time that this happened was when I was just driving down the road. Now, normally when I sense somebody's aura, you know, I have to be, it has to be like several feet away. Like, I have to be close to the person, at least in the same room with the person. Anyway, we were driving down this road this one day. I was with a group of my friends. I was in the passenger seat when there was this feeling of immense evil coming from this car in front of us, probably in front of us about like 30 feet, and it was in the right lane. And I was just drawn to it. Like, I looked at it and I was like, whoa, what the fuck? You know, it was just emanating this intense evil and corruption. You know, and as we started getting closer to it, like, I didn't know what to tell my friends because I didn't want to freak them out or whatever, like I'm crazy. But it intensified as I got closer to this car because it was slowing down in the right-hand lane and we were catching up to it. So finally I was like, I just said it, man. I was like, man, there's something fucking crazy evil in that car right there. I was like, just keep going, man. Just keep going. Like, don't slow down. You know what I mean? So as we passed it, I couldn't help but look over, and it was just an old man, like from the outside. You know, if somebody was looking at him, he just looked like a normal person. But to me, like, I could perceive and feel this, like, evil just emanating from him. And it was then that I realized that not only are there corrupt souls on this planet, but I believe that there's demons as well. Or perhaps people that are so corrupted in their spirit that they have manifested into demons or are host to demons. Now, this one time, I had a direct contact with an actual demon, and I'll never forget it, and it was the most horrifying moment in my entire life, like my most horrifying moment that I've ever experienced. So I was laying in bed one night sleeping, and I was probably about 14 years old or so, maybe 15, and I woke with my face in the pillow. Okay, so I was suffocating. Like, that's how I woke up. Like, I woke up because I was dying. And when I woke up, not only was I suffocating, but I was completely and utterly paralyzed. I could not move. So I was laying there, face down, suffocating. And that was not the most horrifying feeling that I was having, the fact that I was suffocating or paralyzed. It was the fact that I felt this presence that was in the room. It was behind me and off to the right, something standing there right beside my bed. And even though I couldn't see it, I clearly felt it and knew it was there. And it was causing me this paralysis. It was causing this to happen, like it completely had dominion over my body, my physical body, and I could not move. And all I could think about was getting away from this being, this entity that was there in the room. All I wanted to do was get away from that. And the fact that I was dying was secondary to the fact that I wanted to get outside of the presence of this evil force that was there in the room. So my mind was completely in panic. I was completely and utterly terrified. I could barely think, but somehow in all the anarchy of all the emotions that were flooding through me and the complete terror, I realized that if I could just move one of my fingers, if I could just concentrate and focus on one of the fingers of my body and move that one finger, then somehow I knew that that would allow me to somehow escape. And so I concentrated all my efforts, and I was screaming in my mind. You know what I mean? Like, I was fucking completely panicked. But somehow I was able to concentrate enough to move one finger. And then as soon as I moved that one finger, I was actually tapping in along the side of my bed. All of a sudden, I could move my entire arm. And the next thing I know, I just sprung out of bed. And when I sprung out of bed, I fucking ran out of that room, you know, as fast as I could. And I don't remember much what happened after that. I just remember I wouldn't go back into that room for like weeks, you know. I was completely terrified that that was going to happen again. Now, fast forward a couple of years, you know, I'm actually, you know, went through basic training and AIT. And, you know, we're going through our advanced individual training. Now, there was this guy in our unit, and I remember his name was Cottrell. Cottrell was the only other time that I can remember sensing a demonic form in an actual person, okay? This guy, he looked like, he almost had like frog-like features. Like his face, his mouth was so wide. It was almost like lizard-like or something. And he moved so slow. It was weird. Like, it wasn't just the fact that he had a sense of evil. He had a look about him, too, that was just something was off about him. Anyway, I sensed this evil in him. You know, it just really made me uncomfortable. Like, just being around him, it was like this. It wasn't as strong as the man in the car. It wasn't as strong as that. But and it definitely wasn't as strong as the entity that was in my room. But it was definitely something that made me uncomfortable, and I tried to avoid him. Anyway, when we were going through our advanced individual training, we had an instructor. His name was Sergeant Todd. Now, this guy, this instructor was a waste. You know, he didn't do anything. All he did was sat. He didn't try to teach us nothing. He was just like, look, do whatever the fuck you want to do. You guys are all passing. This is what the guy told us. Do whatever you want to do. You guys are all passing. You know, just, you know, I'm going to be sitting here chilling. So Cottrell decided that he wanted to collect money to get Sergeant Todd a plaque to, you know, reward him for, like, his teaching us or whatever. And so he was collecting money from everybody. And I said, nah, man, I ain't contributing to that. Fuck that. You know? And so he looked at me and he was like, what do you mean you're not contributing? I was like, why would I give money for a plaque for someone that just sat on their ass the whole time? Didn't teach me shit. He was like, you for real? You're not going to give money? You know, he started getting like he was trying to boss up. I said, yeah, man, I'm not giving no money. That's it. That's fine. And I walked off. All right. Now, in the day room where we slept, you know, it was a giant room, like 50 people in there, bunk beds, all that. There was this group that went around at night, and they were called the Rat Pack. So if somebody had a problem with them or they considered somebody to be trouble, they would catch them in the middle of the night and beat them with these bars of soap, right? And, you know, nobody was ever, like, seriously fucked up. But, you know, it'd fuck you up a little bit. You know, people would be all bruised up the next day and fucking pissed off and whatever else, right? So anyway, I'm going to sleep one night, and all of a sudden, the Rat Pack is completely surrounding my bunk. Now, I slept on the top bunk, and I look down, and there's Cottrell standing in front of them, and there was probably about like 12 of them, and he's like, yeah, that's the one. He's the one that said the Rat Pack ain't shit. He's the one. So all of a sudden, the leader of the Rat Pack, I don't remember his name, but he came up to me, and he was like, you talking shit about the Rat Pack? So I jumped down off my bunk, right? Now, I've been in these situations before where you're completely outnumbered, and it's always the same effect. Like, something happens to me where I suddenly lose all fear. Like, when I realize that there's no possible chance of me winning a situation, like, in a physical confrontation like that, it always happens. Like, I just lose entire fear. It just totally evaporates. Like, I already know I'm going to fucking get my ass beat, so fuck it. So I jumped down, and I talked to the guy, and I said, hey, man. I was like, no, I'm going to tell you straight up, I don't have shit against the Rat Pack. This motherfucker's pulling your strings. I have a beef with this motherfucker. And I was like, Cottrell, if you want to go one-on-one, we'll go right now. So he looked at me, and he was all, like, fucking crazy, like, upset, and just, like, eyes all fucking, you know, on fire and shit. So then all of a sudden, he just, like, backed up in his slow motion way, and he fucking disappeared, right? So I was like, all right, straight. So anyway, some time passes. I complete AIT, and I'm actually asleep in my bunk. Now I'm at St. Croix, the Virgin Islands. There was a hurricane that hit through there, Hurricane Hugo. And we were down there for a hurricane relief effort, you know, in the Army. And we're sleeping in these tents, and they got the mosquito netting and all that. This was the second time that I experienced the paralyzation effect. This time, I woke up. It was at night, and I was face up, lying on my back. And I hear this noise, and I'm looking around, and I'm completely terrified because I cannot move. You know, the same effect, just completely paralyzed, but I can move my eyes, and I'm looking around, and I hear this noise, and suddenly I realize it's Cottrell. And he's coming up to my bunk. And he's moving the curtains aside, and he comes and stands over me, and he's looking down at me, and it sounds like he's hissing. It's the only way to describe it. It's like this real guttural kind of, like, almost like a hissing-like sound. And he looks over me with his eyes, and he's, like, looking at me, and I realize that he's smiling. And I just sat there, like, completely paralyzed, wondering, like, what he's going to do, and he didn't do anything. He just stood back, and he faded back, and the next thing I know, I could move again. All right? So when that happened, I jetted out of the fucking tent. You know what I mean? And that was it. You know, I didn't realize, like, I had no idea what it all meant. You know, I didn't confront him about it afterwards. I wasn't, like, afraid of him. But it was the second time that that happened, and it made me to believe he could have possibly been a demon himself. The thing with the paralyzation is I did research on it later, and I found out that I read the sleep book, this entire book about sleep, and there was a small paragraph in it that's about people waking up paralyzed with extreme anxiety, and it was just like one sentence, you know, and it said something about it's a rare occurrence, but it happens to people all throughout the entire world. So then I read this other book, and this book covered supernatural phenomena and monsters and stuff like that. And in the very beginning of the book, there was this write-up by the author of the book talking about this phenomena, and he was using it as proof that supernatural horrors in this world exist, because he was saying that this phenomena of people waking up paralyzed with extreme anxiety and, you know, even feeling like a demonic force, like feeling as if there's a demonic force near them or in the room or even seeing things, has been reported around the world since the beginning of recorded history. When I read that, there was like almost like a wash of relief, because I felt like I wasn't the only one. Like, this is something that, I don't know, it might not make sense, but just knowing that others have experienced this, you know, there's people that can relate to what I've been through, and it brought me a great bit of relief. Also, he gave it a name. It was called the Witch Haunt. The Witch Haunt. The Witch Haunt. The Witch Haunt. The Witch Haunt.
Thank you.
And we're back. What up, ghetto?
Nothing. What's up?
Oh, shit. Nobody was here, so I decided to play that and clean my room.
Let's see. He doesn't seem to go in very many details in his stories.
Well, that's just one story so far.
I'm just saying, like, he didn't even really finish it off. He just kind of said, yeah, so that's what happened.
Yeah. Shit, man, you know, I never knew fucking Jump State did fucking AIT.
I'm sure there's a lot of things you don't know about Jump Study.
Yes, it's true. But on the 25th, while you're at fucking Twisted, I'll be learning a lot more by playing every single fucking story that's a part of that fucking album.
How long is all that?
Like six altogether.
That doesn't answer anything. How long is it altogether?
97 minutes.
No. Well, you can listen to all of it.
probably sort of. Like with the intro, then go on to Joe the Great Wizard, then the Woman of My Dreams, Whitehaven Sanatorium. We'll play the Witch Haunt again, and then finally end it off with The Road.
I mean, that damn CD cover, man's dope as hell. I like the cover of it.
Hell yeah.
As for like audio books. Not so much.
I don't know. I might fucking, you know, like, I might actually just fucking buy it, actually. Might get paid on Friday.
But you have it.
Yeah, I have it, but, you know, at the same time, I want to get the physical copy now, because I actually, you know, I'm actually kind of liking it.
Wow. Having likes to listen to people talk. Who would have thought?
Yeah, well, I also want some fucking awesome sauce, but, damn it, I'm not in Nevada.
And what the fuck is that?
It's an alcoholic drink. It's like 1.50 ounces of Don Julio Blanco Tequila, 4 ounces of spicy Bloody Mary mix, splash of chipotle sauce, 0.5 ounce lime juice, 0.5 ounce juice, splash of lime, and then a bacon strip on the side.
That sounds disgusting.
Oh, then you probably wouldn't like the other one. I thought that I want to try.
And that is
like bullet. Looks like a bullet boar, which is 1.25 ounce bullet bourbon, 4 ounce Bloody Mary mix. 1 bacon strip, 2 dashes of, or splashes, I think, you know, dashes of Worcester sauce, and then bacon bits.
What is the deal with the bacon?
Because it's, I was watching fucking Bar Rescue, and, And they ended up changing the name of the fucking bar, which was originally Carrie's Sports Bar or Sports Pub, whatever the fuck it was supposed to be, but they changed it to the Bacon Bar, where everything comes with bacon.
I mean, bacon's good, but, like, what the fuck?
So, did you watch any of Bound for Glory tonight, Mon?
No. No, I did not.
That's a good. I mean, it's what
it was. So, who's the champion?
AJ.
Of course.
I mean, shit, man, it was better than the fucking Battleground. How sad is that?
Well, that's WWE for you, giving us shitty pay-per-views for months now.
Yep. Let's see. Unfortunately, we have new tag team champions, unfortunately.
Really? They made the Aces and Eights the tag champions, and they made Bully Ray lose the title?
No, the Aces and Eights weren't even a part of the tag title, the tag team title match.
Oh, that's right. They lost that match. Never mind. Then who the hell is the champion?
The bro man, Jesse Goddard and Robbie.
That's fucking gay. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, and Abyss is officially back.
Yeah. Till Thursday.
That's just funny, man, because fucking, like, Abyss, like, really, like, I guess, fucking, you know, like, you know, Daniel Bryan, and, not Daniel Bryan, fucking Christopher Daniels, what the fuck, and, Kazarian, like, out in the ring, and then, fucking, Eric Young came out, fucking, saying that they awoke a monster, and then all of a sudden fucking Abyss came out and fucking whooped the shit out of Christopher Daniels and fucking Kazarian.
Wow. That's all he ever does.
See, Gail Kim defeated ODB for the women's title with the help of Lady Tapa.
The help of that giant-ass bitch.
Yep. Chris Sabin is the new X-Division champion. Bobby Roode defeated Kurt Angle. Magnus defeated Sting. And Ethan Carter III defeated Norv Furnum.
Who the fuck is that?
I have no clue. Some fucking Norv or some random dude, and they brought out the fucking face Ethan Carter III.
So they had two no names on a fucking pay per view. How about that?
Well, better known as Derek Bateman, I should say. That would be Ethan Carter.
Still means nothing.
Well, Derek Bateman was a part of NXT for a while. And
well, he obviously didn't make it there.
I think it's funny, though, because of the fact, I guess apparently fucking Bully Ray was expecting, I guess Bully was trying to bring back, you know, the rest of the Aces and Eights again, but he failed miserably.
Just let it go. It's over, yeah, Bully Ray.
Yeah. Fucking, what the fuck's his fit? That dude, Nux. Fucking, actually, no, first, Garrett Bischoff came out, trying to take out fucking AJ Styles. Considering the fact, Dixie ended up changing the match to a fucking no disqualification match. And
then she did it for the last match that was going on, too.
Yeah.
She's so creative.
But Gary Bischoff failed, and he ran back. He ran to the back to the locker room.
Wait, hold on. From the get-go of this story, you said Eric Bischoff, and now it's Gary Bischoff.
I said
Gary
Bischoff.
No. You definitely said Eric Bischoff.
I don't know why the fuck I said Eric Bischoff. Where is it? I meant to say Garrett Bischoff.
I was kind of wondering the same thing. But anyway, go ahead.
And then fucking Nux came out, chokeslammed fucking AJ Styles. Styles kicked out. And then Bully Ray went to clothesline or fucking deck fucking AJ Styles, but AJ Styles got out of the way, and Bully Ray ended up accidentally hitting Nux.
Man, just call him Nux. Nux, what is this gay shit?
All I gotta say is that was an interesting match, but unfortunately, it was the third longest match of the night. Well, technically, of the four pay-per-view, it was the second longest.
All right, then.
Because the Kurt Angle versus Bobby Roode went on for 20 minutes and 58 seconds.
What are you timing it?
No. They actually have the times. They actually have the times like on their fucking Wikipedia. Oh yeah. And the bromans had a extra broman with them as well.
Phil Heath.
Yeah, Phil Heath.
Can't get any gayer than that.
Yeah. Like I said, they had Phil Heath with them.
Fuck that is.
Phil Heath is the current Mr. Olympia.
Yeah, whatever you say.
He's a professional bodybuilder with the IFBB.
Yep, of course he is.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, Bully Ray and AJ Styles match was, like, 20 minutes and 28 seconds long. The Ethan Carter match was only 3 minutes and 26 seconds long.
Sounds like a Divas match.
But I wouldn't doubt it.
3 minutes?
Sting versus Magnus was 11 minutes and 5 seconds long. Unfortunately, the Bromans versus just James Storm and Gunner was 11 minutes and 41 seconds long. Gail Kim versus ODB versus Brooke. Or 10 minutes.
What?
Yeah, it was a triple threat. A three-way match in a way, but, you know, like a three-way dance or a triple threat, whatever the fuck you want to call it. ODB won the title versus Gail Kim and Brooke Tessmacher.
So Gail Kim's the champion.
Yep. Ultimate X match was 11 minutes and 58 seconds long.
Did they have to grab the X?
No, they had to grab the title.
What happened to the X?
They replaced it with the title.
Well, that's stupid. Well, that match altogether is fucking stupid.
It was Chris Sabin versus Manic versus Austin Aries versus Jeff Hardy versus Samoa Joe.
Versus nobody gives a fuck.
I don't know. I think it's funny because I don't think Jeff Hardy quite grasp the, you know, the concept of that match, where, you know, you, like, you're supposed to, you know, climb, you know, climb across the fucking rope and shit to get to the title. I'm gonna guess and say Hardy figured it was a fucking ladder type, like a type of ladder match, since he decided to bring a fucking ladder to the ring.
To just try climbing straight up.
Yes.
Yeah, that's,
well,
not in
it
the
way.
That's not in the rules.
Well, I mean, in a way, I guess it's smarter, and it helps out Samoa Joe, since I don't see Samoa Joe trying to fucking, you know, move his way around those fucking thin ass fucking ropes just to get, you know, just to get to the fucking title.
Well, that's the point of the match. You have to do that to get to the damn thing.
Yeah, but still, I don't see someone like Samoa Joe actually doing it.
Well, did he do it at all?
No.
Well, that was a clear thing. He wasn't going to win that fucking match. When you got three little guys in the match.
Well, considering the fact the way Chris Sabin won the match, this is kind of bullshit.
And how's that?
He threw Velvet Sky into the ring.
For what?
To fucking distract Jeff Hardy, and while Jeff Hardy was, you know, was trying to get her out of the ring, Chris Sabin ran up the fucking ladder and grabbed the title.
I thought he had to climb across the rope.
He was supposed to, but considering the fact, you know, there's a ladder in the ring, he used the ladder.
Not how it works. What the hell?
I know, right? They fucked it all up.
The match shouldn't have been over then.
I know, but they did. They ended it.
Well, that was a pointless fucking match. Why don't they just have a ladder match then?
I don't know. Oh, and technically, if you think about it, man, there technically is a X in the fucking, like, in the ring. Because, like, if you look at the fucking cables or ropes, they're in the form of an X.
You're a douchebag. I'm talking about that X that used to hang off of the X.
Oh, they still do that from time to time. It's just, more along the lines now, like, when, like, once for the fucking, for the title, like, they just put the title up that way. I mean, since the title has a fucking giant X on it anyways. Well, yeah. That was definitely a pointless match, because
it's always been a pointless match as long as they had it.
Yeah, but it was even more pointless because of the fact Jeff Hardy ruined it by bringing in a fucking ladder. Hardy, it's not a ladder match. This was a climb across the cables.
But for the
not
fact that they ended the match off of him climbing up the ladder and winning.
I know, right?
Defeated the whole purpose of the match and how you're supposed to win. So, fuck logic, man. What the hell?
Yeah, fuck Jeff Hardy. He ruined it all.
Yeah, it's all his fault.
Yeah. I mean, come on, Jeff Hardy. You're supposed to be a role model.
Role model?
Yeah, he's supposed to be a role model.
Whitney Payton,
Bizarre,
you ready?
Yeah.
DJ, you ready?
Be on the fast life. Every day is full throttle. That's right. Never said I was a role model. In the spotlight, I'm gonna be seen. And it's not my fault if they wanna be me. We on the fast life. Every day is full throttle. That's right. Never said I was.
spotlight, I'm gonna be seen. And it's not my fault if they wanna be me.
Every club we go in, my niggas stay blunted. Y'all niggas throwing dollars, my niggas throwing hundreds. Who won it? Drunk off Quavo, go 800. In the bathroom, I think I'm about to vomit. Crisp purple cans, my niggas smoking hood. Half an ounce in one backwood. Look at these niggas in the corner patiently waiting for us to fuck up so they can start hating. Fuck a graduation. Shit on niggas' arms with a white beater and some flip-flops on.
What the fuck are you on?
It's the shit that you use. Taking them pills, dropping out of school, and I'm so cool. Man, I got all the hoes. Got a hoe that nasty dough that'll lick my big toe. After the party, room 216. We the chicken wings, man, bring everything.
We on the fast life. Every day is full throttle. That's right, never said I was a role model. In the spotlight, I'm gonna be seen. And it's not my fault if they wanna be me. We on the fast life. Every day is full throttle. That's right, never said I was a role model. In the spotlight, I'm gonna be seen. And it's not my fault if they wanna be me.
Try to be the best I can, but nobody is perfect. Every day I'm ridiculed, but every verse is worth it. Whitney P is more than what you see on the surface. And if I don't deserve success, then nobody deserves it. I'ma keep on shining, go ahead and cut my circuit. Got my eyes up on the prize, I will not be diverted. Haters green with envy, so I call my haters Kermit. I'm living in the rap scene, I won't leave hermit. Not everybody like me, so opinions often vary, but everybody knows that my presence is necessary. I keep hitting all these killer flows and have these rappers buried. That's probably why my studio's just on a cemetery. No, I'm one of y'all saying I'm whack when I rap. Face facts, I keep company with platinum max. It's a slap in the face every time that I spit. Got Bizarre on the track, so
we on the fast life. Every day is full throttle. That's right, never said I was a role model. In the spotlight, I'm gonna be seen. And it's not my fault if they wanna be me. We on the fast life. Every day is full throttle. That's right, never said I was a role model. In the spotlight, I'm gonna be seen. And it's not my fault if they wanna be me.
Wildin' in the club, you know what I mean, okay. Cartier is on, Pelly Pelly jeans, I'm the highest in the room, blowing on the green, you looking at the freshest motherfucker on the scene, plus I got my J's on, and I'm way gone, puffing on that purple kush, feeling amazed on, holla at your boy if you wanna get that killer dough, keep it on the hush though, I keep stealing y'all, hope you're sick to your stomach when you see me shining, I keep two bad bitches when I'm in here riding, I ain't even lying, look at what I'm in. Now I know you thinking, I wish I'm him. All from the mitten, gon' get that. Home of fitted caps, and we ride with the strap. In that black as night shed, feeling already. I predict whoever hoes, let them know. Yeah, I keep a couple bros on the side of me. Hated by a few, but they girlfriend love me. I'm who they wanna be. I'm who they wanna be. Who they wanna be, they wanna be me.
We on the fast life. Every day is full throttle. That's right, never said I was a role model. In the spotlight, I'm gonna be seen. And it's not my fault if they wanna be me. We on the fast life. Every day is full throttle. That's right, never said I was a role model. In the spotlight, I'm gonna be seen. And it's not my fault if they wanna be me.
And we're back.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy is definitely not a role model.
Yeah, you're right there, Taz.
Taz. Survive, yeah, if I let you.
Yeah. Or listen to me whine. Well, Bully Ray loses his title.
You better watch yourself, man. End up in a Taz suplex. Slapped in the Taz mission.
Yeah, just hurt your neck there, Taz.
Hurt my neck?
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on, man. That's the reason why fucking Taz hasn't, you know, been wrestling anymore, because of the fact, you know, of his whole, of his neck and shit. He doesn't even do a Taz mission anymore.
Speaking of a Taz mission, I slapped my sister in that before.
Why?
I don't know. Whatever the hell's going on, fucking around and shit, and I slapped her in that.
Now, did she tap out, or did she just start crying?
Man, I don't even remember. But I know she, I know it was hurting her, though.
Either way, it works out.
Yeah. Just for the fact that, don't try this at home.
Here you go, Ghetto. Here's something you can, that you can buy, buy one of these days. Burnt chocolate bacon bar.
No, I'm not buying a bacon bar.
Oh, come on, man. It's got chocolate in it.
So do you know, since you were talking about this place the other day, do you know if Trader Joe's sells koala meat?
I have not seen it.
Because I was there today and I asked my mom if they sold koala meat. And she's like, why do you want koala meat? I was like, because I want to know if it's good or not. And then my sister's like, why do you want to eat a koala? I was like, why not?
Oh, bud. That's funny.
Well, I mean, they have, like, you know, strange types of meat there and whatnot, so I just kind of figured they'd have something like that.
Yeah, you think they would. But I haven't seen it there yet.
So when are you going to get the chicken sandwich with the pretzel bun from Wendy's?
Man, I already had that.
Oh.
It's on my Instagram.
I thought that was the cheeseburger.
Oh, cheese! I got the cheeseburger there and the chicken. But the burger tastes better. Let's see if Trader Joe's sells koala meat.
So I uploaded this song that I saw that somebody posted a video earlier of Twisted, and the song's called Embarrassed. Now, I'm not sure where it's come from, but it might be new. So if you want to play that, you can go ahead and play that.
Let me get through. Oh, yeah, Twisted is that. So here we go with Twisted. Embarrassed.
Yeah. Don't know what she sees in him. Out of work, always tired and drunk, but she believes in him. And I'm more in the way than anything else. The baggage of former marriage managed to create hell in spite of itself. And I'm on the verge of an influx and not giving a fuck and stabbing everyone in the face at home repeatedly till the night's up. And I socket to see me get treated less than a loved one and did nothing while he beat it repeatedly like a stepson. 20 palms are clenching the weapon, no more accepting the fact I'm embarrassed. I deserve better. I reckon my red face and burgundy flush covered in gore and the volume of violence now is a hush. Blood on the floor and the body lay with stab wounds 50 or more. And the pain thrust a knife to the handle and straight to the
just
core.
Speak to my marriage and break your bones. I can't take this anger anymore. On my knees, on the floor, all this pressure about to explode.
Today is the day that I'll make them all pay. Can you promise to me they'll have nothing to say? Cause their words are like knives and they stab in my heart. Always giving me cut and they ripping apart.
I used to think it's all good, I'm just a kid. And making fun of everything I do is just what everybody did. And it seemed the older that I get, the harder they would hit. And I'm feeling it every bit, like the bite me wanna switch with a frightening way to live. And it might be innocent, but I really doubt that shit. I'd say enough's enough, no really I've had enough. But they keep keeping it up till finally I erupt. Then everybody's family's wondering what the fuck. This little fucking punk just murdered a bunch of what? The news said a couple of daughters, couple of sons. And this was even done with an unregistered gun. They said it by the look on my face, I was having fun. But really I was just another one to succumb. The fight I might have won, but I lost a greater battle. Now I'm just another statistical victim to unravel.
Push me to the bridge and I might jump off. I can't take this anger anymore. On my knees, on the floor, all this pressure I'm about to explode.
Today is the day that I'll make them all pay. Can you promise to me they'll have nothing to say? Cause their words are like knives and they stand in my heart. Always killing me, cutting me, ripping apart. On me cause I'm inferior in the shadow of their ultimate greatness is so superior. And my embarrassment is a token, a trophy. The gluttonous bullies and their evil intentions,
they never know me.
I wouldn't be lonely if I only joined in their harassment. I'd rather say fuck them, get shoved in my lock and my ass kicked. I'm so sick of the whack shit. Got a gun in my backpack to lay you on your back. Pull the trigger, then blackness.
Some of y'all don't recognize my face, but I promise today, when I'm done, that'll never be the case. By the way, I really wanted to say thanks, making it so much easier for me to bring change. And I don't give a fuck if you understand what I explain, but I can't take another day of me having to keep living this way. The most is just words, regardless of what they say, and they expect the consequence to be nothing more than the same. I should have to contain all the hate and the pain. I got my name in vain, and I gotta take it all like a grain of salt. And it ain't my fault, finally fought back here. But right now, right here, I'm making this clear.
I might jump off. Can't take this anger anymore. On my knees, on the floor, all this pressure from about to explode.
Today is the day that I'll make them all pay. Can you promise to me they'll have nothing to say? Cause their words are like knives and they stab in my heart. Always killing me, cutting me, ripping apart.
And we're back. Well, Ghetto, I can't find koala meat, but I found kangaroo patties, alligator burgers.
See? They got some weird shit.
Yeah. I sent you the link. You can get a kangaroo patties. 4 to 4 ounce count. 1 pound package for $8.95 off this site. Right.
Off this site? Motherfucker, there's a store here.
but this isn't on Trader Joe's.
Oh, what the fuck is it on?
Yeah. ExoticMeatsAndMore.com.
What the fuck? I'm not ordering exotic meats off the internet.
Oh, come on, man. They've got all kinds of fucking meat. Alpaca, antelope, alligator, bison, camel,
probably,
elk.
Probably send me a fucking dead body or something.
Iguana, ostrich, a llama, rabbit, turtle.
Iguana. What the fuck I want to eat an iguana for?
unfortunately, they don't have nothing in stock. Assholes.
They don't have anything in stock.
Well, I clicked on iguanas, and all I get was, iguanas are naturally vegetarian. They have been, they have long been considered a delicacy in Mexico and throughout Central and South America. Iguana meat compares to a meaty but tender-tasting chicken. Because of the small size of the meat, the recipe are soups and stews, and it goes well with many sauces, especially with fresh fruit like... Well, you could always get a decent.
A what?
Easton.
A what?
Ben Easton.
What the fuck is that?
I don't fucking know. It's some kind of animal. That's all I know.
Some kind of animal. It's probably not an animal at all.
Let's find out what the fuck a Ben Easton is. Okay. Venison is the meat of a game animal, especially a deer.
Did you say a gay animal?
I said game. Yes, Ghetto, I said a gay animal. You could eat a gay animal.
Would that be considered a hate crime?
I don't know. Ask PETA.
I don't want to ask them anything if I'm buying exotic meats. Fucking attack me and shit, man, because I'm eating animals.
Well, they'd attack you because you eat wrong. I mean, come on, you eat cow.
Well, you know, there's really nothing they can do about that.
Here, fine. Let's see what they have for a turtle. Here you go, man.
Let's test them turtle soup.
Actually, it's funny because it's actually snapping turtle meat, which is for actually stew.
I know.
They want $90 for it.
$90 for some fucking soup.
Yep.
How about I just buy a pet turtle, crack it, show open and eat it?
Wait, here we go. They also have other, they have poultry, they have duck, they have goose, a guinea.
Did you say poultry? It's poultry.
I said poultry. But let's see, like I said, they have goose, a guinea, guinea, whatever the fuck that is, pheasant, whale, squab.
Squab? What the fuck is that?
Let's find out. Ah, squab is a pigeon or a rock dove.
The fuck? Eating pigeons, though.
Yeah.
Do they have any duck?
Yes, they actually do have duck.
I had duck before.
Does it taste like chicken?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Here we go. They have duck sausage links. And Muscovy duck hole. You know, maybe when I get paid Friday, maybe I'll order me a fucking 1 pound package of alligator patties.
There you go.
Yeah, I could try a fucking alligator hamburger for once. See what that tastes like.
Or you can call up that one guy, what's his name? Billy the Exterminator or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Oh, here we go, Gettleman. They also have frog legs.
Yeah, they also have those at, like, buffets around here, too.
Well, fine. Get an elk. Have elk. See what an elk tastes like. Or a camel.
A camel?
Yeah, they got camel patties. And camel sliders.
Okay, then.
But... Well, apparently camel is low in fat and high in protein and potassium.
And straight out of fucking Pakistan.
Get up my ass.
What? Straight out your ass.
Yeah, you might want to take control of the soundboard.
Yeah, you should have played a song. Should have played a song before you were shooting things out of your ass. This is no time for Battleship.
Oh, it's perfect. It's always time for Battleship.
No.
Just like Bill Cosby says, there's always room for Jello.
This is not the same thing.
I blame the camel sliders.
You didn't need them, though.
No, but I read about them.
So reading about exotic meats make you have to take a shit?
I guess so.
Well, that's strange.
But
so what the hell do you do when you read a book?
Take a shit while I'm reading.
Get the fucking Hershey squirts and shit.
Yeah, I probably should have played big poop.
No, that would have been a terrible idea. But you could have at least played a song, yes.
I could have. I should have, but I didn't.
It's probably the first time you ever washed your fucking hands.
Again, I usually don't need to, because of the fact I have hand sanitizer in my room.
I'm just saying, man, that's the first time I heard you fucking actually wash your hands in the bathroom.
Okay. Now, let's see here. What other kind of exotic meats do they have here?
Oh, great. continue to shit.
They have ostrich. They have an alpaca. Wild boar. Wagyu beef. What the fuck is Wagyu?
I don't know.
I don't know either. That's what I'm looking at now. What is Wagyu beef? A breed like no other. Durham Ranch Wagyu can be traced back to its genetic beginning in Japan. Grown on select ranches throughout the American West, Durham Ranch, Ranch Wagyu are raised by families dedicated to the science of this superb breed. Cattle are never administered hormones or antibiotics, promoting, and are humanely treated. Most American Wagyu, also known as the American-style Kobe beef, are a cross between full-blood Japanese Wagyu and either red or black American Angus, or I am pronouncing that word. I just want to know what the fucking Wagyu looks like, motherfucker. And why the fuck is it called a Wagyu? Does it wag at you?
Does it fucking matter what it looks like?
I'm just curious, man. What the fuck does a Wagyu look like? Oh, okay. The Wagyu are those fucking big black fucking cows. Often known as a bull. But I don't know if I want Japanese beef.
More.
I don't know. This doesn't seem all that interesting. Here we go, ghetto. Goose breast smoked applewood. For $45, and they got another one for $270.
Why is this shit so expensive?
I have no idea. I guess because it's so exotic. Nobody ever has. Ah, here we go, ghetto. You can get a quail.
No.
Become quail man.
Quail man.
Here we go, quail four hole. Average 1 pound package for $11.95. Or get a quail, four semi boneless, 1 pound bag package for $15.40.
I don't want fucking quail.
Oh, then, I don't know, get a fucking guinea.
I don't want no guinea.
Fine, get a fucking pheasant.
What the hell, man?
Deep. They got fucking, let's see, they got pheasant sausage links with for $13.75. They got pheasant sausage with cognac links. Durham Ranch pheasant and pheasant breast. Well, let's see what they have for elk. Here we go. Elk burgers for $12. Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if they take food stamps.
Really?
Okay, fine. I'll get the fucking. Let's see what the samplers are like. Yeah, nope. I'm on fuck the damn sampler. Fucking samplers cost $152.
Yeah, it costs more than buying some
Oh, see that, or you could pay $1,229
for what?
For a Durham Ranch, Wyoming bison hide.
Wherever the fuck that is.
It's like the coat of a bison. Damn it, I want to see alpaca.
I want to go to alpaca.
No, but I want to see kind of meat they have for like an alpaca. They don't have anything. Let's see what they have for beef. Ah, here we go. They have beef jerky, black pepper. Although whoever fucking put it up there can't spell pepper correctly. Let's see what they have for rabbit. There you go, ghetto. You can order some rabbit, and then tell rabbit that you're eating her.
I'm sure she'd be very upset.
Yeah, she probably would. She gets upset over anything, so.
Yes.
I guess we'll just have to blame her menopause.
That's why I tagged her in the video of this dude that ran around and just stuck a rabbit head on people's head and like, you're a rabbit. And then this black chick just started screaming. Or how she got mad because she took a picture, like, you know, like girls take, sitting on the sink. So I posted a picture up of the, ass effect. You know, when you're standing up, you got no ass. You sit on the sink, you got an ass. And then apparently she hit it, but then she unhit it.
Damn.
I don't know why you'd have to hide it, hater.
Yeah. There you go, ghetto man. You can order yourself Durham Ranch Bison Stew Meat, one package for $9.
No.
Oh, come on, bud. Everyone loves bison.
But not everybody loves them bison.
There we go. I'll order me a 1-pound package of bison patties and alligator patties.
And invite over all your crocodile hunters.
And once it's in stock again, I'll order me some ostrich patties.
How about I just send you an ostrich and then see how fast you can run?
No, fuck.
Just because it'd be funny. That's the get chased by an ostrich.
Unfortunately, ostriches can get you kill a person, too.
Well, don't get caught.
That old plan on it.
And even though they run fast as fuck.
Exactly. Well, my question is, can they fly?
No.
Good. Then I'll be safe on the roof.
See, you just gotta get away first, though. He'd be like fucking the dude in Infamous, men climbing up buildings. That's going to be havoc running from an ostrich. Getting to the fucking roof.
Definitely. Oh, okay. Kawasaki.
Kawasaki.
I said Shadow Psyche. I'm adding music to my PS3.
Ooh.
I figure what would be good to be added. Definitely the Purple Gang, though.
Oh, definitely the Purple Gang.
Definitely not the Purple Gang. I'm steady by himself. That's fine.
I saw Hatchet Gear got a bunch of shit that they put up there that's kind of older. And now they have jackets, I should say. Like high school jacket looking things.
Oh, fuck.
Like, you ever seen those?
No.
Like, you know, like those one of those Letterman type jackets from, like, you know, people.
Oh, yeah.
And shit. They got, like, jackets like that now that they're selling.
Why?
I don't know. And I saw the Forgotten Freshness Volume 5. But, I mean, it'd be good to add it to the collection, but even though you have all the fucking songs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, why the fuck would anybody want to spend $350 on a fucking Letterman jacket?
That's how much it is?
Yes.
Damn.
Fuck that.
I didn't even look at the price, because I was just like, why do they have jackets like this?
Yeah, right? And, why do they have virtual gift certificates?
Yeah, they probably don't work.
Yeah, they probably don't. I highly doubt that they did.
Like how some of those, fucking things they passed out for the, 10% off and shit like that. Some of those, they fucking expire and shit, and even though they say they never do.
I mean, the shirts are fucking okay. I mean, they're cheap as all hell. They're good.
They don't even have any decent shirts, though.
Well, no, but they got mostly, like, Gathering the Juggler ones. One Shaggy Fuck Off t-shirt in white. One Von J Blood t-shirt in white, and then they got like a Riders Backdoor Rider cover t-shirt in white. Yeah. And all the shirts are like $10.
What the hell are you looking at?
I'm looking at the Under the Last Chance section.
The fuck is that?
Go up, like, we go into the site, just, like, you'll see it, which is, like, Last Chance. They're all right there.
And what the hell is in there? They got any decent things in there?
Just got a couple shirts, a couple hats. That's about it.
Well, that's pretty lame. I was looking through that shit earlier. They didn't even have shit.
Got like a Psychopathic ICP Old Shit Tour 2011 t-shirt in black for $10.
I saw they have like some like old posters that are pretty dope.
Yeah.
But they're like $12.
Let's see. Everything, like all the shirts like for the Gathering of the Juggalos, or they're all $10.
I don't know why you would want to buy that if you weren't there.
I know, right? They got like 2012, 2010. They got like a combo pack t-shirt.
Yeah, let me buy this tour shirt and shit, you know, I wasn't even there.
Yeah, but you know, I'll get it anyways, just to add to my, like, to my other gathering shirt I have. You know, I wasn't ever there.
Do you have a gathering shirt? How come nobody's ever seen it?
Probably because of the fact that dumb bitch that I was dating fucking took it.
Well, way to go. Way to let somebody steal your shit.
That fucking ugly-ass bitch turtle fucking gave away one of my fucking shirts to somebody without my fucking permission. So, I'm still pissed off her because of that shit. A kangaroo medallion.
What the fuck do I want a kangaroo medallion for?
I don't know. The fuck is a kangaroo medallion? Oh, it's like a bunch of like different types of stuff. Not like an actual medallion, it's like, you know, food. Back in stock.
Who knows?
Jake Clay, a real American killer.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty decent shirt, though.
Yeah. Even though it's a fucking ripoff.
So?
No, I'm not talking about the press. I'm talking about, like, the way they did it is a goddamn fucking ripoff.
Yeah. G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
I know. That's why it's cool, man.
Oh, yeah.
Think if I'm going to buy anything off of there, I'll just wait until fucking February.
Yeah, I think I'd probably do the same thing.
Since it's all going to be half off.
Yeah, for collector items.
And on top of that, like, there's nothing there worthwhile to buy anyway.
Yeah, definitely not.
And if I really wanted to buy, like, the, you know, Forgotten Freshness Volume 5, I could just pick that up on Juggalo Day, you know, half price. I couldn't understand what the hell you were saying.
There you go, girl. You can get a Mighty Death Pop flag.
I want no damn flag.
I don't blame you. It's Mighty Death Pop.
I got fucking two big-ass banners that I can't even put anywhere.
There we go. Now there's something that you know I could actually, you know, I'd buy and I could actually use. I could probably catch a man Bic lighter, maroon color.
Yeah, but not for that price.
What, $3?
Yeah.
I'll get it. Just for the hell of it. Or
That's a lot of money for a fucking lighter. That you
I don't want
to buy
a death lighter. After. There we go. I'll give it the old school ICP possessed Zippo lighter for $30.
Or you could just go to the gas station to buy a lighter.
I could, but I want the Hatcherman on it. Or I could spend fucking $65 and get a fucking case of Spasmatic.
Yeah, fuck out of here.
There you go, girl. They got the ICP Riddle Box poster sticker for $1.
I think I got one of those.
I do too. I got the Carnival Carnage one. But
shit, man, I got some fucking Joker's card, fucking magnets from back in the day.
Yeah, but I got I got the same thing, man. I got the fucking Wraith one. I'm like on my front door.
You have a magnet on your front door?
Yep.
That's random.
it's very random. I don't know why, but I...
Usually people put them on, like, cabinets or fridges and shit.
Yeah, usually. But I didn't want to do that. I wanted to put it on my door, like on my front door. So that way, like, when people come up to the door, first thing they see is the Wraith.
Yeah, like they're going to know what the fuck that is.
Oh, I mean, usually, like, one person does. I mean, dude that works at Dallas Pizza. He's the only juggler I see fucking Connecticut, like in Danbury, all together, I should say.
That's because you're ordering a pizza, man. He's coming to your house.
Exactly. Like I said, that's the only time you ever fucking see him. Now, what the fuck's the point of this? Like, you can't even see the fucking sticker.
Okay.
Fucking... Up on Hatchiku, they got a psychopathic Hatchiku Man sticker. White. And the color, white. You can't even see the fucking Hatchiku Man on it. Because the background of the entire fucking thing is white.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck's the point of that? Like, you can't, like, the Hatchet Man's in white and the background's in white. You can't even see the fucking Hatchet Man.
Guess if you're going to put it on a dark surface.
Yeah, that's my window.
Your window is not a dark surface.
Where it is, once it turns into night.
Wow.
Well, I mean, down plus you can see on a window and shit too, but but I mean, like, if you got a fucking white wall and you decide to put it on your fucking wall, man, you ain't gonna find that shit ever.
But
ever
that
again.
Would be fucking stupid. Why would anybody do that?
I did that one time.
Well, that explains everything.
I bought a fucking white sticker, and I decided to be a fucking smartass and fucking put it on my fucking wall. Yeah. That turned out perfect with...
Oh, so that's what it is on your wall. You got a whole bunch of white posters and shit all over your wall. That's
oh, yeah.
Why it looks, that's why it looks blank.
I'm sure it's a hope that doesn't smell.
Well, too bad it does.
That's seriously a bad thing if you can smell it all the way over there.
Man, I'm smelling something funky over here, though. Sure as hell better not be that, because that'd be really, really, really bad.
And really, really awkward, the fact that you could smell my fart all the way over there from here.
Yeah, quit farting in the phone, asshole.
So, how was tonight's Walking Dead?
It was good.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it tomorrow.
The kid turned into a zombie, and then there was chaos within the prison.
Prison. Yeah, like I said, I'll probably watch that tomorrow.
But
yeah, watch it.
But it was a sad thing that you'll be upset about. They had to kill the pigs.
Oh, damn it! Why the fuck did? Well, then again, I'm not too surprised. I mean, they decided to kill Hysteria.
I'm talking the show, man. I ain't talking your ex-lovers.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I had to go to work in the morning. Yeah, they got called in.
Yes.
Excellent. You know what? At least I stayed for a 4-hour show tonight.
Well, you still got 5 minutes.
And once that 5 minutes is up, that's when I'm going to go pass the fuck out.
Ooh.
Look. Bacon caramel. Or caramel, or bacon.
Quit looking at bacon.
Bacon's so good.
Yeah. But you don't have to stare at it all night.
It's in the form of chocolate.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Look, they even got chocolate balls.
Yeah, you like chocolate balls.
Hell nah. They even got bacon chocolate chip pancake mix.
He likes to suck on chocolate salted balls.
Oh, that'd be gross.
Yeah. Good old Chris.
Yeah. I want to be Juggalo.
Be Juggalo, not Juggalo person.
Exactly.
But the non-Juggalo that's in everything Juggalo.
Yeah, that dumb fuck.
Matter of fact, I think in one of the groups that was on the side that I could join, I think I saw his picture on one of the things.
Ah, fuck. He really needs to stop doing that shit. I mean, you're not a Juggalo. Why the fuck are you doing anything that's Juggalo?
that is very strange. I guess he needs friends.
Well, go find yourself some goddamn fucking friends. And stop trying to be a juggalo.
Well, if maybe he wants to be a juggalo.
Well, too bad.
Too bad.
He don't want you.
What the hell did you say? He tried too hard.
Yeah, trying too hard to be a juggalo. We don't want you. We don't want you here. Go home. Go home, Chris.
Could go to his home if you want to.
No.
We could hit him up on his muser and tell him that we have taken his father. Like, hello there, Chris. You want to play a game? We have your father.
We're going to kill him.
He'd probably be like, good, kill him.
Yeah, probably.
Christopher, this is not a joke.
Yeah, I think unfortunately only way the thing that he'd probably react to is, if we tell him that, we have the shield and we're going to kill them.
Christopher, the shield is gay.
They're going to die. It's not a hate crime.
Why would it be a hate crime?
Well, considering the fact we're calling them gay.
Well, but they're not actually gay, that we know of.
Exactly, that we know of.
Like how in that 21 Jump Street, when dude punched the gay dude in the face. It's like, did you punch him because he's gay?
I said yes.
He's like, no, I didn't punch him because he was gay. He's like, I punched him, then he turned gay. He's like, no, he was gay before you punched him. Yeah, wonderful. Goodbye.
Peace.